no account of the women in my life or the significant players in my life or of my life is complete without the inclusion of Pearly Mae Baptist. If I've ever loved and been loved, then it's Pearl and been by Pearl. There was a period when we were both students at Wendell Phillips High School. We were not dating during this time, nor conducting a friendship, not even acknowledging an interest. It so happens one day after my last class, I had reason to go to the third floor. Time has clouded my memory to such an extent that I no longer remember that reason, nor do I recall whether I encountered Pearl on the way up or on my way down from the third floor. I do clearly recollect that I went up one stairway, went by my locker or something, then went down a different set of stairs. The point is, I met Pearl on the stairs somewhere along the way. We spotted each other in the crowd, both smiled, greeted each other warmly, and expeditiously moved on. Those old feelings were aroused. I found the experience appealing enough that I wanted to repeat it. So noting the time and place, I simply followed the same routine from my last class that next day. The results were pleasantly the same. Somewhere along my carefully retraced route, I ran into Pearl again. We again exchanged courtesies as we kept stepping. So as my knees, lungs, and heart did their love dance, I concluded I had discovered Pearl's 2:30 p.m. routine. I then made that afternoon trek a part of my daily habit. I may have missed a day or two occasionally, but for the most part, I was consistent. For many months, no matter what I was doing, no matter who I was with, I'd drop everything at the appointed time and go through my set paces. And for the most part, I wasn't disappointed. Almost every time I ran my pattern, I came across Pearly Mae somewhere along the way. Many years later, after a stormy 13-year marriage with Pearl, a lovely, loving daughter, and an amiable divorce, I shared my secret. Although Pearl was surprised, I was even more astonished when she revealed that she too had no reason for that former afternoon routine other than the chance to see me.